Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from a well-deserved vacation, please welcome to the Big Show microphone, Mr. Johnny Elliott.
Bonjour, mon ami.
His world travels over the holidays. Man, it was great, wasn't it? Montreal, Canada?
Yep.
That's the bonjour part.
Montreal is 375 years old. Canada's only 150 years old. You do the math. Fascinating. And Quebec. I cannot believe, as the son of a Canadian, that I had never been to the province or the fair city. I got to tell you, Quebec is spectacular.
Gorgeous, yeah? Yeah.
You feel like you're in Europe, that hotel on the hill and the tram. But then everybody kept calling me Les Petites Boulets, Les Petites Boulets. Oh, Les Petites Boulets.
That's Butthead.
The little weasel. Oh. So apparently.
That's worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather go with Butthead.
Yeah.
Now, where else did you go?
Oh, Portland, or I'd never been to Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon. But my brother...
Well, which one did you go to?
I went to Maine, because it was a road trip. It wasn't that long of a week.
Right.
And my brother, who lives up there, turned me on to all the Cape Elizabeth. If you ever need lobster, that's the place to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of the ferries that run in and out, all the islands around Portland. What a great city that was, too. So much fun.
So you had no drama whatsoever?
No. Elizabeth had a friend visiting from France, and boy, they gave us the evil eye at the border. Why? What is she doing in Canada? But other than that, it was great. You can buy medicinal supplies in Canada you can't get here in the States. So that's always fun, too.
Wow.
Okay, great.
We need to talk.
I have a buddy of mine who's got a place up in Vermont on a big lake there. So he's been inviting me to get back to nature.
And you were resistant.
For a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'll be there someday. So
yeah.
This weekend, it was a back to nature weekend. Trisha and I drove up to...
And it was an epiphany for you, wasn't it?
Fairly, Vermont.
Ooh.
Little tiny town there. He's got a home on a big lake called Lake Maury. And it's funny because it was so cute because... on the lake, on one side, there's two different summer camps.
Right.
One for the girls, and I would imagine they're 14 to 16 years old, just guessing.
Perfect.
That's Camp Aloha. And down the road on the same side of the lake, I would say about a mile down the road, there's Camp Lanakila, which is for the guys.
Probably a lot of good swimming goes on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
On Friday night, we're sitting out on the porch just enjoying the quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Chris says, now over there right now, in just a few minutes, the buses will be loading up because the guys from Camp Lanakila got to go down to Camp Aloha.
With the evening dance.
It's the first time they ever got to, meet each other.
Right.
So right at 10 o'clock... You could see in the dark on the other side the headlights from the four little mini buses driving the guys back to camp.
Dance is over.
Yeah, it's all done. You got to get out of here. And then they blow taps. It was just kind of funny. It was just a weekend of the country life, and it was enjoyable.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Except
in the countryside.
Driving through Connecticut, boy, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't care what road you take. It's just a nightmare. Yeah. And speaking of summer camps, Sue went to one of those, too, because it was parents' weekend at her camp. What's the name of your camp?
Camp Pointel Lewis Village. In Pointel, PA.
Yeah.
Oh, in PA.
Northeastern PA.
Yes.
So she goes up there for a weekend visit, parents' weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to use the ladies' room.
I love this.
Written on the wall in the ladies' room was what, Sue?
The number one hottest looking boy from 2016 was my son, Adam.
They write it. I thought just guys wrote on the walls in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Nope, girls
you
do it,
you clearly have not been in a ladies' room lately.
Well, that's right. You're exactly right. So here it is, the top five guys. Somebody had written that in the magic marker on the little wooden wall there in the ladies' room. And that was Adam, but that was last year, right?
That was last year, yes.
I wonder how he's going to do
it. He'll carry the title this year.
Yeah.
I don't know at all, but anyway, that was kind of a shock, wasn't it?
Oh, I went down to pee, and I look up, and there's my son's name right there.
Why, thank you.
Okie dokie. Time to go to the movies.
Perfect time. Thank you.
I got a double Q for you. Quick question. Is John Oliver, does he like you or does he hate you?
I think it's a little bit of each, because I've never met the man.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is he tapes his show right over my shoulder. And, you know, I'm a nice guy, so I know the crew because I'm around in the hall. I think it's just because they have a feed of all my silliness that goes into their studio, their offices upstairs. When you were on vacation,
did you get the news on what happened?
Yep. Over international borders, I even got the news.
Is that the second time he's done that, or the third time, or the first?
The third or fourth time.
Yeah, they take a montage of all John's hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
On his show, and he calls him the king of self-deprecation. And this was like, it's a national show. People don't even know who he is. Now they do.
Yeah, geez. Boy.
So for decades, we've heard about the Double Fantasy album that Mark David Chapman had asked John Lennon to autograph and was clutching that December night in 1980 when he shot the Beatle dead outside the Dakota. Lennon had signed the album 5 hours earlier. The album is now for sale from Moments in Time, which calls it the most important artifact in rock and roll history. That night after the shooting, the album was actually dropped and a maintenance man found it in a planter. He handed it to cops. Later on, they gave it back to him with a note of thanks from the DA.
The maintenance man?
Yeah. They gave it back to him because, I mean, he's the one that found it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The album has Chapman's forensically enhanced fingerprints on it and an NYPD evidence number as well. It was first sold in 1998 for $150,000, then again in 2010 for $850,000. Moments in Time says this time the album has a fixed price of $1.5 million, and that price is not flexible.
Well, you know what? That just seems creepy to me.
It is a little creepy.
I mean, if someone has that extra money around $1.5 million to buy that, why would you want that?
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
Ooh.
The former pop singer Aaron Carter was caught on camera commenting about a week ago about Shia LaBeouf's problems and saying no one would ever catch him with a DUI. He said, I don't even drink. Whoops. 5 days later, nabbed in Georgia on DUI and weed charges. Now he says his celebrity was targeted during his arrest. He tweeted that he was arrested inside an auto supply store by several police officers with aggression. He adds he was not in a moving vehicle and has a license to use medical marijuana for longstanding anxiety. Now, his brother Nick tweeted support, and Aaron replied, you should have called me instead of tweeting about me in a public forum. And then they sent back, well, you have changed your phone number once again. We have no way of calling you.
Wait, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If Aaron Carter says they targeted him because of his celebrity.
What celebrity?
What has he done? Was it? Isn't his brother the more popular one?
Nick,
well, he had Aaron's Party and What About Shaq? Yeah. Great songs.
Ooh. What About Shaq?
I think he had a reality TV show, too. Mm. I don't know why I know that. But so
why don't he put in their former celebrity? They're targeting my former
celebrity. Why would they arrest him inside an auto supply store too?
I don't know. It's a lot of weird things.
Loose
I couldn't
answer.
Have been driving because my car is in the shop. Couldn't he have been driving someone else's car?
Well, he was at an auto supply store. I wonder if they saw him drive up to the place and get out and then went in and got him.
I don't know. He sounds like a big BSer to me.
So the fabulous Ms. Caitlyn Jenner did an interview this weekend in which she toyed with the idea of running for the Senate from California. She's a Republican, and she wants Dianne Feinstein's seat, so to speak.
Wait a minute. What happened to his voice? It's back to being... like Bruce Jenner's voice.
Well, it truthfully never really
softened. He had that little kind of a lispy sound. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different.
Well,
Patty,
are you alleging that that was just for the purposes of his show?
No, I can't even believe you'd
say that.
I'm
not alleging that. No, I'm just telling you that I'm not smart enough to have any ulterior motive here.
Well,
it sounds
like you are.
I'm just saying that his voice is back to being, it's the same as it was.
Maybe she has a frog in her throat.
No, but he used to have, when she first crossed over, she had a different voice.
Crossed over.
Yeah, remember they said it was the whatever she was taking.
The estrogen.
I'd imagine estrogen.
Mm-hmm. And it made the voice higher, and it was
I never noticed a huge. I always felt that her voice was fairly low for.
Right, I'll go back.
And yeah,
we'll
find
get
me some
we'll
sound.
Get another track.
But back to the story. Does she have a chance of winning?
Well, it's an interesting. I mean, concept. You got everybody now from The Rock talking about running for president. She's talking about running for the Senate. You know,
all thanks to you know who.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't have a
Anything
chance.
Anything is possible.
What's he doing running?
Right.
He'll never be the president. How's he gonna beat Hillary? Yeah, so you never know anymore.
No, you don't.
Remember what was that show they used to make fun of his voice?
South Park?
South Park.
They had him on there, and they used to have that same, they imitated her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.